Smile. 90.4 FM.
So one of South Africa's top matriculants for the 2022 academic year joins us now on Smile Breakfast, Rustenburg Girls High School's Kelly Prowse. She attained first place in mathematics, came up tops in quintile 5. Congratulations, Kelly. Good morning.
Ah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
It's a huge pleasure. Wow. What an incredible achievement. You got how many distinctions, Kelly?
I got 9 distinctions.
9 distinctions. That is incredible. Your parents must be so proud.
Yeah, I think they're very, very chuffed with all the achievements.
How many subjects do you have to do collectively in order to get 9 distinctions?
So I do 9 subjects.
So you got a distinction for every single subject. For those now who've forgotten, what does a distinction mean exactly? What did you get percentage-wise?
So distinctions over 80%. So I got all my subjects were over 90%. I think the one was just over 80.
And which did you get 100 for?
Maths, actually.
You got 100% for maths?
Yeah.
You said that you absolutely love maths in a couple of interviews. What is it about maths that just really gets you excited and that you enjoy so much?
I find the whole sort of concept of numbers actually very intriguing. I think there's endless possibilities with it. And I think what excites me the most about it is how challenging it is. So, and I think there's so many sections of maths that is still slightly mysterious, things that haven't been answered. That's what I love about it.
Obviously, you've got an aptitude for it. I think a lot of people wonder that if you do this well at your age, I mean, you're a youngster, you're a teenager, there are a lot of things happening that interests young people these days. Do you have a life?
I'd like to think I do. I've tried to sort of keep a balanced lifestyle. So, keep my social life going. Ensure that I'm doing not only academics at school, but things like music and sport and society. So, I think if I was purely academic based, I would have dug myself a big hole coming up to finals with very little motivation. So having done all the other things meant that I was, still had a bit of steam to get me through the full year.
I hear about all the extracurricular activity, but do you also have TikTok and Instagram and clubbing and partying and nights out with friends?
I definitely do. I don't have TikTok, and I actually only downloaded Instagram about a month ago. But I definitely go out with friends quite a lot, and Friday was a massive celebration for everyone. So it was nice being out and seeing all the happy faces around the clubs.
Well, you certainly deserved it. So what's next for you? You said you're interested in studying actuarial science. Have you chosen your university yet?
I haven't. I'm still sort of weighing up the degrees between UCT and Studies. I know wherever I go, I'm going to sort of walk out with a degree that will hold me in good stead for the future. But right now, I'm just trying to pick the university of best fit.
And I suppose they're all waiting for you with open arms. I mean, you can pretty much choose your college, choose your campus, right?
It must be a nice feeling.
Well, I feel very fortunate, very privileged. But it also makes things slightly challenging.
Wow.
Well, as a UCT girl myself, I am partial to there. A little bit biased. They've got such a beautiful campus. But of course, what an incredible, incredible achievement. And we're so very, very proud of you. And I'm sure the whole Rustenburg community must be as well.
Yeah, thank you so much.
There was a kid up north who got 5 distinctions, and his parents, I think, gave him an Audi A4 or something. What did you get?
I've gotten lots of hugs, lots of love, things like that. I felt very fortunate knowing I've gotten lots of messages from people across Cape Town, across the world, who were saying that they were watching me on TV and cheering me on. So that's been very special.
Oh, wonderful.
Fabulous. Kelly Prowse, thank you for your time. Good luck. All the best with actuarial sciences. But it sounds to me like you're going to crack it.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Maybe you can solve load shedding for us eventually.
We'll see. I'll put that on my goals.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.